This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott right now, discussing the case against Brian Koberger. And since we've last had a time to chat, a hearing has, of course, taken place. I want to get your initial thoughts on that hearing from what you could understand, because any of us who watched it or listened to it, the audio was certainly not the greatest from the court itself, but the implications of what were discussed are very clear.
It was hard to hear exactly what they were saying. You know, the quality of the sound wasn't real good, but it looks, as I expected, they're going to hit the genetic genealogy process as hard as they can. And they've got experts lined up who apparently are going to help them do that. They just don't have a lot of other avenues to go. So it makes sense. That's where they're going to focus.
Do they have an argument to make there? Everywhere I try and look at this objectively, I just keep going back to the same thing of, look, the science is pretty solid on this, and everything they're trying to argue specifically in this case doesn't look to have a whole lot of room for error in all reality. But if I'm wrong, tell me. I'm curious, do you think they have an area where they can get some real legitimate traction with that?
It doesn't seem to me like they do, but again, I haven't heard their experts yet. Certainly interested in hearing what they have to say, but it just looks like they're trying to get every technicality that they can. I know they were going into, you know, they need to see all the documentation on how the DNA evidence was tracked, because perhaps some of the people whose genetic material was in the database, they did not give consent for this to be shared with law enforcement. So it's like, whether they did or didn't, you know, we've got this outcome at this point, and I don't know how you can throw all that out, you know, even if there is a leg to stand on there, which I'm not convinced that there is. But they're certainly trying that. And then there were some forms that, you know, the wrong boxes were checked by some of the grand jury members when they applied to be on the grand jury, and they were trying to hit that. So it just sort of looks like they're pretty desperate, but they're going to look for anything that they can possibly find.
And I think that's the frustrating thing to everyone. I mean, I got to be to the families who are watching this, where it's like, look, at the end of the day, this still comes out to be the same equation, and he looks still extremely guilty. All of the technicalities we can look at here and go, okay, but how does that actually affect the outcome? Whether there was this error here or that error there, does it truly actually affect any of the results of any of the tests
or
anything?
Exactly.
And it doesn't. I mean, it's
it
like,
doesn't.
Like, here's the actual data, whether we went back and did it again and made sure that everything was 100% by the books, it's still going to equal the same thing.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if somebody didn't dot an I over here, or somebody checked a box over here that, I don't know. So to look at that when you're going, we're looking at the trial and trying to get justice for four murdered kids, it's insanely frustrating to hear every odd technicality being raised when we're just trying to get justice for this.
And can't we just get to the truth, folks? Can't we just get to the truth? But I guess their hope is, certainly in a death penalty case, we're going to do everything that we possibly can and hope that we can just get chunks of evidence thrown out so that the jury can't consider it. So,
And this is nothing new, where the defense is going to raise every motion they possibly can and try and argue this and poke a hole that way. But at the end, if it doesn't change anything, you know, they're doing their job, but at the same point, it really kind of feels like the truth doesn't matter in some cases. Mm-hmm. Even if we can find a technicality and somehow that technicality can change this outcome, that really is saying the truth doesn't matter, does it not?
That is. And I think it can go on both sides, you know, with sometimes it can feel like prosecutors, and certainly I haven't seen that at all in this case, but there have been cases in other places where prosecutors have, you know, manufactured evidence or tried to get exonerating evidence thrown out. Mm-hmm. So the jury couldn't hear that. And so I think sometimes we have a system where it's so adversarial and both sides are so invested in winning that we lose the point that we just want to know what the truth is here.
Yeah, without
so we really want both sides to play fair in that. And I think sometimes our system doesn't reward that.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.